If anyone knows anything about soccer in SoCal, it's Todd Saldana. The new LAFC Academy director and Redondo Beach native has spent most of his career working to promote the beautiful game in his own backyard. From founding youth programs to managing both the men and women's soccer teams at UCLA, Mr. Saldana has met all challenges head on. His newest challenge, though, will be taking the reins at the LAFC Academy at a time when player development in the United States comes under a new, heightened scrutiny. So, I have to ask you, Todd, what excites you most about building an academy from scratch, and what keeps you up at night?
Well, again, you already touched on a couple things. I mean, I do have a passion for player development, and particularly finding unidentified talent, and it's something I've done for a long time. So, it's definitely, you know, an exciting part of what I do. Probably the question of what keeps me up at night, I would say, missing a talent, missing a player. And, so, you know, the job of following up and then turning over every rock and calling every resource and things like that will wake me up in the middle of the night once in a while and say, oh gosh, I forgot to call so-and-so. I need to check on, you know, on the player they called me about, or, you know, that sometimes wakes me up. So, but again, it's something I enjoy. So, it doesn't bother me. It's not scary. It's not a nightmare. It's just something I have to get back on.
Yeah, I mean, talking about discovering that player, the phrase I hear a lot right now is falling through the cracks, especially with everything that's happened with Jonathan Gonzalez. Do you think that the United States Soccer Federation is doing a good job reaching out to talent, in particular Latino talent? And how do you intend to approach that problem at LAFC?
Well, you know, again, and I worked for U.S. Soccer, and a big part of what I was doing was player ID. And, you know, when I took the job, I had even asked the scouting director at the time, who was Tony Lepore, if it was okay if I continued to look in certain areas that I had and not just focus on, you know, the obvious, like the Development Academy and some of the traditional leagues. And he was very open to it. I know, like I said, U.S. Soccer has been under some scrutiny, but I've never encountered anybody discouraging me from doing that and looking and seeking. So, you know, for me, the difficulty is it's such a massive country and there are so many players. And it's not a perfect science that you can just, you know, always identify a player and be certain he's going to be the one that turns out to be, you know, the top player in the country, or someone like Jonathan has now emerged into, you know, a well-known player. So, I mean, it doesn't bother me that there's pressure on it now, because I think at the same point, it just, you know, forces us, I think, to work even a little harder. But for me, we've put a lot of energy into not missing players, but I could never say, you know, one may not, we may, you know, that we won't get everyone, but, you know, we've put a lot of time into it. And I think just using my, you know, past experience from scouting and recruiting and player ID from running a youth club, all the way to working in the Olympic development programs and scouting for U.S. soccer and scouting for colleges, you know, you need to have, a good network. You need to have some resources behind it, and you know, you need to have support, and including just administrative support, which, you know, we do have at LAFC. I mean, we immediately brought on 5 scouts in different you know, regions in SoCal to help us, you know, narrow in on certain communities, which again is part of the, you know, difficulty. It's so big. I was the technical advisor for U.S. Soccer all by myself, covering all of Southern California. And yes, I had some scouting support, but, you know, it's a very big area to cover. So, you know, we went in and broke it down by the different regions, like, you know, Orange County to Inland Empire to the Valley, and we're able to have someone focus on that a bit. And I would scout and our coaches scout, but we manage that group. So we did that. We also, you know, really opened up by having some tournament events for only unaffiliated soccer leagues. You know, we identified a couple of hundred leagues and invited them to our offices, and the presidents, you know, spoke to us about what, you know, they were hoping for, and also some of their reservations from their past experiences to be involved with, you know, a big organization, you know, not just an LAFC, but in the past, you know, people coming in and wanting to tell them how to run their leagues, what to do with their leagues, try to structure them for them. They weren't just there to support and maybe help identify a great player. They, you know, they found some, they had some bad experiences. So we had to go in and kind of repair some of that damage by, you know, spending time with them, putting on events, you know, basically a cost-free event that they could bring their selection teams from their leagues and then, you know, interact with them on how the tournament should go, but also, you know, before and afterward, talking about the talent so we could put together, you know, lists of players that we ought to look for that they know intimately also. So, you know, again, that just opened up the doors to them. You know, now they call me directly and say, hey, you know, we have a kid we think you should look at. Previously, they felt like people were just coming in and grabbing a player and really not giving any respect to the league or the team that they play for. And so we've made a big effort to, you know, to give them that respect, but also, you know, open the door and then run events that we think they'd be interested in. So, and every week we have, you know, also an invite clinic that we invite kids from unaffiliated leagues that we identify and also, you know, players from sort of the traditional, you know, clubs and things too. So, you know, again, it was just really devising a plan that would help us not miss too many players and make it open so people knew that if they called, we'd actually really follow up.
Do you have a lot of competition for signing these youth players? I mean, not just from the Galaxy, but I know a lot of Liga MX clubs have, maybe not academies in LA, but certainly have a presence in Southern California.
Yeah, there's competition. We're new, and also there's, you know, there's been development academy clubs that have been in the local LA area, and even, you know, Orange County and Valley clubs that have been coming into LA, you know, looking for talent. So, you know, and some of them, you know, the players themselves are used to, you know, working with other clubs, coaches as well. And, you know, again, I don't run into, you know, too much of the Liga MX stuff now. I think they're actually going to see and look at players that we've identified. And I know they do come up. There's different leagues that, you know, that have ID events, and you'll get, you know, Liga MX clubs come up, be invited and come up, because it also sort of highlights, you know, the connections that a league may have. So, but I haven't really run into too much of us, but I have seen, once a player gets identified and possibly into a national team program or a top academy, Liga MX clubs now, you know, finding out about them, being aware of them, and really putting in a lot of effort. And I think, you know, I think if anything was learned about the Jonathan Gonzalez part, was a lot to do with maybe the attention and the personal attention that they felt they got from the Mexican Federation versus what they were getting from us. And, you know, he had been identified, he had been in the system, but I think they were way, you know, what it appears, more aggressive and really made him feel wanted. And that seemed to speak to the family and the player.
Yeah, well, kind of talking about attention and making a player feel wanted, what do you tell kids and coaches to make them want to come to the LAFC Academy? What is the pitch that you're making?
Well, that it really is open to everyone. It's not just you know, a suburban's player's right. It's not just a traditional club or development academy player's right. That it is open to everybody. And, you know, we prove that by, you know, the invitations we make every week to players to come in and train with us, or to come to one of our clinics, or to be involved in our, you know, tournament events. But we, you know, we say that, but we also prove it. And, you know, again, it's, for me, we have an outstanding staff, you know, that is not really connected to a club. You know, I know sometimes, and let's say this in the wrong way, where, you know, someone will hire the usual suspects. We've really gone and dug to find the best staff possible, and a very diverse staff. Like I said, I have one of our director coaching is from Spain. We have one of our head coaches has, you know, played in the Serie A for 15 years. We have a coach from Argentina who played in Argentina and Mexico. you know, one of our assistant coaches was homegrown, you know, brought up here in Compton. You know, we have another, you know, that grew up in the local club environment too. But we have, you know, a very diverse group too that I think also shows them when they show up. You know, you've got some Spanish-speaking coaches. You've got a little variety. And also in our, you know, in the look of our academy, especially our youngest group, I mean, you really see a real diverse group of kids from all over SoCal and representing many different countries. So when they show up, I think they look around and say, oh, wow. You know, they see the staff. They see the different players. And they see, you know, a staff that welcomes them, too. It's, you know, we push them hard, but we treat them well.
So have you signed any of the players that come to these invite events?
Yes, of course. Yeah, well, our top players. They're young, so we're always careful how much we want to tout them. But you know, one of the boys that played in the unaffiliated tournament we had and was hosted in Bell Gardens was just selected to go into U.S. 2004 Youth National Team camp, and so you know, 6 months ago was playing in a local league. You know, now into our academy and got selected for U.S. national team. So, you know, at the youth level. So that in itself, you know, we have quite a few others that have come through the same avenues that are, some of them are younger, so there's not a national team selection yet. But yeah, I mean, we've absolutely found some of the most special talent has been outside of the traditional leagues and development academy and such. I think we're also in a very, you know, rich market. So I don't think everybody could have the same opportunity we do, but in LA and Southern California, I mean, you have a kid, you know, we get a call that a kid's moving into town from another country or, you know, or something and that has a big soccer background, or we get a call from a family that's, you know, it's moving. And, so there's, like I said, there's so much talent, but we're also just trying to make sure they know they have an opportunity with us. And so we want the first opportunity whenever we can get it.
Yeah. I've done some interviews with other youth academy directors and coaches, and every club and every coach seems to have a different level of interaction between youth teams and the pro team. At FC Dallas, the teams train side by side. DC United coaches from the senior side will come down to the academy once a week to work with kids. How will that LAFC use its academy, and what is the relationship between the pro team and the youth teams?
Well, seeing that it's brand new, it's being developed as we speak. But I mean, I can just say from what I know from John Thorington's idea of our academy was that it would be very connected. And from minute one, I wanted to know what they were looking for, what they want, you know. And I'm pretty aware of what I've seen be successful in MLS. So, you know, there's some real natural, you know, thoughts on how the academy should be run, but also, you know, from the minute, you know, John, as an example, would come down and watch training, watch games. The players know who he is. He even actually came out and played with us a few times because he loves, you know, he was a great player and loves to play. He came and put his boots on and played with the boys, which was really fun. And, you know, in the minute that, you know, that Bob came on board, I mean, we were hosting a tournament. You know, he spent a lot of hours on a weekend down watching our matches, interacting with the boys, which was a great treat for them. And, you know, on top of, you know, before they started their preseason here, you know, we are all in the same offices. He would come in, he sat in on, you know, we do a Monday meeting going over all of our matches and evaluating the matches and then talking about training going into week. He sat through a whole meeting with us. You know, we've had a lot of, you know, impromptu conversations when he, you know, happened to be walking by and pop into our offices and, you know, share thoughts and, you know, and ask us, you know, how it's going for us and what we're encountering. But, you know, it's so far, you know, we look to be headed in a really good direction. I mean, our only, you know, challenges right now, I think, are going to be until all the facilities and our new offices at Cal State LA are in place, along with the first team's field. You know, we're a little bit, you know, on different schedules and in different locations, but, you know, everything looks like we're going to spend a lot of time together. I know, you know, like I said already, Bob showed a lot of interest, and now that he's got a whole, you know, a whole another staff with him as well. I mean, Jordan Harvey already, one of our new players, and asking about the academy. So I think you're going to see a great link, and it's, you know, again, I give John credit for kind of making that the standard from the beginning with me and our staff and our academy, when it was just him, and Bob jumping right in when he got here and spending time at matches and, you know, interacting with the players and our staff.
This might be a strange question, but for someone who grew up in Southern California, who spent most of his career in Southern California, is this just also fun for you? Is this like being able to start an academy from scratch, someone who's worked in soccer their whole life, do you feel like you can set things up in a way that you've always wanted to?
100%. I mean, I've said it a number of times. It's like it was kind of the opportunity to put everything, it sounds crazy, everything I've ever done in the sport under one roof and have the opportunity and the support to actually be able to put it together in the way you feel it would be best successful. But you're 100% right to say it is great fun. And having a group of staff to work with that you know, handpick, you know, and one of the things John's given me credit for is that it's not a staff of yes men. It's a very interesting, diverse staff. So it's fun because there's great debate. You know, there's guys with a little different angle on how they've approached the game, but yet enough common ground. But, you know, and the players, I mean, listen, you know, going to, you know, I've said this a number of times over the years with soccer, it's like, it's really, you know, for me, it's difficult to ruin walking out to the field with a bag of soccer balls on a great field with a bunch of great players and people that love the game. And you know, that's certainly true here also, but we have, you know, obviously there's a serious component, but no, I feel like I've been preparing for this pretty much all my career.
What is the pressure you get from the international coaches? What do they think about the sort of American model of developing players? What do you guys argue about when you say you kind of go head to head?
Well, I mean, it's details usually. I mean, there's, you know, there's so much. The one thing that's amazing now is there's so much information. I mean, we've all, you know, all of us have studied the different academies around the world. One of our coaches, you know, worked at FC Barcelona with their youth at one point, and, you know, others in many different U.S. programs and some with our national teams. And, you know, again, it's usually in the details. I mean, again, I don't think, you know, that we don't have an idea how to do it. I just think, you know, and I think it makes sense for different clubs to have their own idea. I mean, we, you know, we're obviously have structure, but we also believe that natural competitiveness, the natural decision making, you know, through a certain amount of structure is important. But, you know, it's usually in the details. It's funny. One of the debates could even be on, you know, where we like service. You like in-swinging and out-swinging corners. It's not necessarily so much just the, you know, youth development aspect, but it's about soccer and different ways that our staff have seen success. But, you know, I think it's really, you know, again, and our staff talked about it, we want these kids to be so passionate about playing, but also about their own improvement, as well as being coachable and being able to take criticism. It's a very open environment. You know, we talk to the players a lot. We have a lot of contact with them, get to know them very well, have a individual plan for every kid. So we've broken down their game. I think that's been maybe something that hasn't been addressed. It's really a balance between allowing them to have their freedom and do their thing, and also picking out the parts of their game that really need work and getting buy-in from them, and also our staff continuing to focus on those areas. Because, I mean, to, you know, to be a great player, you have to be exceptional at something. And so, you know, we've put a lot of energy into that after we've gotten to know them and what we really think is the track they need to be in and what areas they need the most work in, without, you know, without taking away some of that freedom that they have to make decisions, and also the competitiveness has got to be a given.
That's incredible. So, I mean, at what age do you present this personalized plan? Is it from the beginning, or do you, I mean, you must need some time to get to know them.
Yeah, no, we know most of them for a fair amount of time before they come in. But I would say, like, even this year, because we're, you know, again, being new and having a new staff together too, I mean, we really took the first half of the season, you know, so say from September through, you know, the end of November, to really, you know, give them quite a bit of freedom. And now the second half of the season, we've, you know, we're now going to work their individual plans a little more, and we're, you know, actually adding a little more tactical soccer. And then this is with our, you know, all of our teams are young. So we're 12, under 12, under 13 and 14. So everything is pretty much focused on those younger ages. So for us, you know, really finding that balance is part of it. And the teams are new too. So the players are fairly new. So we took a big part of the, you know, first half of the regular season of the Development Academy to get to know them, because I, you know, again, I think it's crucial if you're going to, you know, to create a plan, to have a very good idea on what their strengths and weaknesses are and what they do naturally, and that they'll show you in training and in games if you allow them enough freedom to show you what they do naturally. And so, you know, as much as you want to get results, it's part of it, and we got very good results, so it really wasn't an issue, but you know, you want to see what comes natural to them too, and they will show you if you let them.
I'll just ask you one last question. It'll be a real quick one. Can I hear a prediction on the LAFC first season?
Well, to me, my deepest thoughts are we've put together a very talented team. I'm impressed with, you know, what John and Will and the rest of the staff put together before Bob came on board, and then once Bob came on board with his staff, I mean, it's more talented than I expected it to be. I know it's not easy putting together a team. So again, I think we're going to be very difficult to play against with, you know, the attacking players we have. And again, giving Bob's credit, you know, for his experience in this league and abroad, I expect a successful season along with the support that you have from the supporters and the passion in the city. I don't know how you're not going to see a team that plays and gives everything they have every week when you have that kind of support along with good talent, good staff. I, you know, again, I won't make a bold prediction like Will Ferrell that we're going to win every game from the first, which was pretty hilarious. But I think we're going to have a very successful season, and I would expect playoffs and a good run. But you know, again, I'm a supporter of this club, so I'm going to be thinking very positively.
Thank you for not ducking that question. Saying playoffs, that's great. Thank you so much for coming on, and also thank you for sort of calming my anxieties about creating a more inclusive soccer culture in the United States. I'm happy to hear that you are thinking about the same concerns that we are as fans. Todd Saldana, thank you so much.
No, thanks so much for having me. We really appreciate it.